Hey, this is Double J, Jeff Jarrett, WWE Hall of Famer, and you're listening to the My 1-2-3 Cents Podcast.
It's my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for my 1-2-3 cents of a podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me a hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear, personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo!
Hey, everybody!
Go ahead.
No, I'm just kidding. I just love doing you. Not like that.
Since. Whoa, you love doing me?
I did not.
You just said that on audio.
Oh, shit. Do you have that?
Do you not see the red button?
Okay. Start over.
So this is the fun little witty banter. No, I'm not starting over. What is going on, baby? So anyway, yes, Tom would do me. This is my 1-2-3 cents, the podcast. Thanks, everyone, for listening. For those who don't remember or don't recall or don't know, Tom Harness is my best friend, and he saved my ass several months ago in a match against Roger Mathis. We talked about that on the podcast. Tom, to kind of keep the wrestling thing going on, welcome once again. You've been on before. We've talked marketing. You're the owner of Harness Digital Marketing and kind of a social media guru of sorts, and branding in particular. And we've talked about those kinds of things that you do as well.
Yeah, I absolutely love being on your show. It's so much fun. We've talked about how I love and my passion is for old school 80s wrestling. And to be able to jump in the ring, scale and climb the cage,
yes,
like a panther.
Yes, I was impressed. I saw it. I was obviously getting my ass handed to me at the time.
Well, we both kind of got
it. So I didn't see it, but yeah, I went back and looked. You were pretty impressive.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But yes, I love being on your show. I always learn something new, and I love supporting you and Stride Pro Wrestling because those guys are absolutely amazing and one of the most giving people organizations I know of.
Well, thank you. And since you brought it up, we'll start there and then we'll get to the real meat of the interview. But this Saturday night, December 8th, Stride Pro Wrestling returns, new location in Carterville. The link and everything, you can find it on my123cents.com or strideprowrestling.com. Anyway, we are doing the very first ever Toys for Tots. It's a wrestling action figure toy drive. We're going to take any toys that you bring, but since we're wrestling fans, we thought we'd share our love of wrestling with others who are in need this time of year. So it's everything donated is going straight to Toys for Tots. And for every toy that you bring and donate, you're going to be entered in to win a Stride Pro Wrestling My 1-2-3 Cents prize pack. So be sure. And if you're not able to make it to the show on December 8th, get a hold of me before that night because we're going to draw the winner and do all that on the 8th. Get a hold of me beforehand, though, and we'll hook you up. Looking forward to that. Stride, as Tom mentioned, gives back to a lot of different groups here in Southern Illinois in our community. So thank you all for donating and supporting to that cause. But also another cause near and dear this time of year is the Ugly Christmas Suit Guys fundraiser. And Tom, you started this 5 years ago, and you've told the story before, but kind of remind people the whole premise behind the Ugly Christmas Suit and why you do it.
Well, there's really two parts to it. The first part is this time of year is so stressful. Do you remember as a kid, especially when you're probably watching Saturday morning cartoons, maybe wrestling or whatever, do you just remember how Christmas was fun and mm-hmm. the joy and just
getting the Sears catalog?
Yes.
And I always would find the big LJN wrestling figures in that. Yeah, absolutely. Those days were amazing.
And I was just kind of lying in bed one night and I really wanted to bring that back. I mean, I love going to Midnight Mass. I'm Catholic, and I love going to church, and I love that mass. But it's like you're capturing a whole season, but everybody just goes. I mean, they just go crazy. I'm trying to keep this PG because I was going to say a bad word.
It's cool. You said you were going to do me at the beginning of the show, so
very true. people just literally go batshit crazy this time. You look at black, like all the deals, and right after Thanksgiving. So I'm like, this is not what Christmas was to me. I wanted to bring fun back to Christmas and the joy and to have people slow down. And I was scrolling in the middle of the night, I think it was 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and I was on Facebook looking at stuff and I getting inspiration. And this Christmas suit popped up in my feed, and I just had this epiphany. I'm like, I'm going to buy this suit. I'm going to wear it. I'm going to spread Christmas cheer. Probably not nearly as good as Santa Claus, but I was going to try. My goal was to just get people to smile and slow down. And at this point, 5 years ago, was really outside my comfort zone.
Right.
I would not do something like this. So I bought it, and it came in. I told my wife and my kid. They thought I was crazy. And I started wearing it, and people were basically just kind of, you know, oh my God, that is so cool. And, you know, can I get a photo? And are you, you know, raising money? Are you doing something? Why are you wearing this suit? And then it hit me that first year that I could probably do something good with this. So I started taking donations for gumdrops, and we raised some money to purchase some bikes for a bike Christmas giveaway that the Pavilion was doing in Marion. And we raised $800. So we made a big difference in some kids' lives, and I realized I could do two things. I could have fun, spread some Christmas cheer, and raise money. And I thought, man, what better idea than to do that? So next year I got a little more organized, and I raised a little over $3,000 for Team RWB, which is a veterans organization based out of Marion. And then the following year, year three, I raised a little over $5,000 for The Promise in Marion. And then last year, I decided to shake it up a little bit. I brought yours truly, Kevin Huntsberger, on board.
Thank you, thank you.
And we basically put the suits out there. We let people vote on it, and we wore the suits. We got matching suits, and we wore that, and we went around spreading Christmas cheer, taking photos, promoting businesses, getting donations, and we raised $8,300 for Children's Home and Aid.
Yeah.
So this year, our donation or our charity is honor wreaths for veterans, and they Jim Koontz, who oversees this local chapter of this, is raising money to put, hopefully one day, get wreaths, Christmas wreaths, put on over 9,000 veterans' graves in Mounds, Illinois. So that's kind of the whole story. It's fun having you on board because of it just keeps things going and the banter. But, you know, we take off literally 25 days to go around raising money, promoting the organizations that we're helping. And it can be draining, but having you on board makes it much more fun.
Well, thank you. And I appreciate you asking me to do this. It has a multifold purpose to doing this, because number one, you're raising money for a good cause in Honor Wreath this year, for example. But in the past, you could talk about all the other groups that you've raised money for. But you're also raising awareness and getting their brand out there and maybe helping, maybe, you know, because we've all heard of Toys for Tots, for example, or the Salvation Army or the American Red Cross. But some of these other groups are maybe not as known or not as recognized. So your shedding a light on them is helping. Maybe in a few months, people will still remember and write a check or do something nice and help out or volunteer.
Yeah.
Because a big group does go and lay the wreaths out as well on December 15th.
Well, a perfect example of how they remember how well we work with and promote some of these organizations is our sponsor this year, Bill Kimmy, State Farm Insurance Agent. That's a whole lot to say. He jumped on board to sponsors this year because he saw what we did last year.
Yeah, we ran into him randomly at Panera Bread and made conversation with him, and he liked what he saw, and we've become friends, and now he's a sponsor, and he's actually hooking us up with other sponsors or other donors as well.
Oh my gosh, we have never had a sponsor this committed to helping us raise the money. We stuck with the $5,000 range, but I feel pretty confident with Bill on our side, you and myself, we're going to definitely get over the $5,000 well before Christmas.
That's right, and you've got you also hooked us up with a happy little elf as well this year.
Oh my gosh, we have Mackenzie. She is an extraordinary student at Carterville High School. She does everything, but she wanted to intern, and I gave her a list of options that she could work on, and she jumped right on board. She says, I want to do this ugly Christmas suit fundraiser, and she's learning a lot. She's been doing great, and she's going to help us promote and plug it. And you know what? Social media is all about a younger generation, so what better than to bring a high school student in to school us a little bit? How's that?
Absolutely. And so talk to me about we've kind of discussed this before, but whether I'm hoping that there are more than just wrestling fans listening this week because of the subject matter, but why is it important in 2018, almost 2019 now, to brand yourself, to brand your business, to get out there and get outside your comfort zone, especially if you have a business, goods, services, or even, you know, these volunteer or nonprofit groups? Why is it so important to get on that social media platform and put yourself out there?
Honestly, there's so much competition, there's so much content, there's so much noise out there that you have to distinguish yourself. And one of the biggest things that I see with organizations or business owners is they humble themselves into non-existence. They're like, oh, I don't want people to know that we do this or we don't do that. And I totally understand that. The problem is that they humble themselves, like I said, into non-existence, that people don't know and people aren't sharing that. I think that it is hard to make that transition, mm-hmm. to say, I'm going to put myself out there and I'm going to let people know that I'm associated with this. And I always say the difference between people bragging and boasting are if it's completely 100% about them. And then that's not, you know, with us, we do a really good job of making sure that we always say that it's about the charity, whether it's Honorees, Children's Home and Aid, The Promise, any of the organizations that we work with, we try to make sure the focus is that. And you know, I also think that that's another reason why I brought you on board, is because, you know, we do a really good job of humbling each other. Probably you do a better job than I do of humbling you, but you do a great job, and it helps me stay centered and focused on what's really important. And I really believe that when you brand yourself, you need to have that person or that organization, that group that help you stay centered and focused, because I do think that you can easily get wrapped up in it, mm-hmm. and get carried away and miss the objective. We see it all the time. So that's at the forefront of my mind every time when I go out here. Am I out here promoting this organization or this business with the intent that it's going to do good or it's going to help other people?
Now, and you don't have to buy a crazy Christmas suit, nope. from shinesty.com, cheap plug there, or, you know, donate a large sum of money to make a difference or to brand yourself or to be recognized. So for people who may be a little more reserved, who maybe don't have the comfort zone of, or the comfort level of buying a suit like this and walking out in public and meeting new people, because you can't go out in public in a suit like this and not expect people to approach you and talk to you, because the number one question is, where did you get that, or why are you wearing that? And, you know, even in the brief time we were out today, we were asked and approached by several people, and some of them, you know, will make a donation online. You can do that too at uglychristmassuitguys.com. And others, you know, just kind of take it in and get a picture. But what advice do you have to people who want to brand but maybe aren't on the level of putting themselves out there like this?
I'm a firm believer that we all have something that makes us unique. We're either searching for that or we have a passion. We do. If we don't know what that is yet, keep searching. Keep putting yourself out. Try new things. Be around new and different people. But if you are really passionate about something, embrace it 100% and fully. If it's baseball, golf, wrestling, just spreading Christmas cheer or serving, whatever it is, embrace that and find a unique way to make yourself. There's a difference between kind of forcing your branding where you're totally uncomfortable. I would say you need to own the branding. You need to be able to know that if you go all in on a Christmas suit, that you're all in and that you're not making yourself go crazy and you're completely uncomfortable. Now, I was completely different. I jumped headfirst in and I forced myself in. And now I'm constantly trying to find a way to either make it better or get more out of my comfort zone, because I'll tell you, every time I get out of my comfort zone a little bit more each time, great things happen. I learn more about myself, and the world seems to just kind of click, especially business-wise.
Well, and so talk to me, too, because there are wrestling fans and wrestlers, some with Stride Pro Wrestling, that will be listening to this. Many of us have a day job, and we also have a side hustle, a passion that we go after. Myself, it's the ring announcing and the wrestling stuff. how do you do that branding? And I mean, I am fortunate. I have an employer who is understanding. Sometimes it's better to ask for forgiveness than permission. But how do you do that where you're stepping out and kind of doing the... Some people, especially around here, may view us as a little strange, a little weird. Not everybody walks around dressed like this, but for wrestlers, for example, you know, painting themselves up or wearing something kind of crazy or, you know, turning on a different persona. How do you balance the job that pays versus the passion that you're chasing, the dream that you're chasing, and hoping to turn that into something?
That is the million-dollar question. That's incredibly hard. And just to use a reference, and I'm not picking on or promoting anybody specific, but you know, you and I have both talked to Aaron Poole, and I love that character mostly because it's a branding capacity where you can get outside your comfort zone but connect with what people are familiar with.
Uh-huh.
And I love the characters that he's done and the intro music, and he's got a separate page, and he's very consistent about his branding, and I like that. And I think the only thing that I guess critique that I would have on something like that is you have to be consistent, and you have to be able to get out there and connect. You have to engage. Social media is, the first word is social. You have to have this relationship and engage. And that's great for wrestlers because everyone that I see, they always connect with people afterwards.
Right.
After the matches and the rings, they also need to extend that online, mm-hmm. because not everybody can get there, and it creates this connection with them that they want to feel connected.
Yeah.
And there is a responsibility with that too. There's, you know, if you put that out there, I always go back to, I think of Eminem's song, Stan, the guy that writes the letter and then he just goes crazy. You have to be careful and own the fact that you are putting yourself out there, and with that comes responsibilities, the good and the bad, and you shouldn't let the bad make or determine whether or not you're going to keep putting yourself out there.
Yeah, Aaron Brooks, who has done Brooks Pool.
Oh, I had that backwards.
Yeah,
sorry.
You're good.
Brooks Pool, I thought
you're
it was
good.
Aaron Pool.
We knew who you were talking about. You know, that consistency, I think, is key for a lot of people, because I think all of us, we were talking about it earlier with my running streak. We get an idea, we want to do something, and then we start doing it. And, you know, New Year's is right around the corner, too. How many people start a resolution, and then they hit a hiccup or a bump in the road, and then they give up? That consistency needs to stay up online as well. You know, whether you are trying to promote your brand, another podcast. I know Chad, a good friend of mine who is the Positive Cynicism podcast, he always talks about wanting to tweet more and do more social media. And it's just, it's finding that routine that works for you and that consistency. So how you think consistency is number one or very near the top of the list when it comes to getting a brand out there?
It coexists with the content and the consistency, and the content's about knowing your audience.
Mm-hmm.
Another one that I like, but you have, it's a specialty, and I'll screw up his last, but Matt, is it Matt Allward?
Oh, Matt Allward?
Allward.
Yeah, Axe Allward, yes.
Okay, so I like that stuff, but it's very adult.
Yes.
Right? His stuff's adult, but he's that's him.
Yeah.
And he's consistent with that, and that ties into his character. And I love that, consistency.
You know, and I'll tell you a story about Axe. I love Axe. I've known him for years. He was getting ready for a match, and they were going over, it was a tag team match, and the two opponents were going over what they wanted to do. And Axe says, does Heath know, who was putting the match together and kind of in charge? And they're like, yeah. And Axe, you know, so laid back, so cool, and I'm going to cuss, here he goes, and I don't give a fuck. If he's cool with it, I'm fine with it too. That is just him. Like, his social media presence, that's him.
Matches it.
Behind the scenes. And that's probably pretty important too, because obviously when you are a wrestler, you are a character of sorts, but it's probably also pretty important to stay true to some of your foundation and some of your roots.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that I always want is I want people to say that the perception they have on social media is the same as what they have of me in person. Now, do I kind of go into character? Do I have my own wrestling character with certain things that I do? My suits? Absolutely. When I do iBatman? Absolutely. But I think that you kind of have to go into that character, but you're still part of that person and the beliefs that you have. You know, I'm also a very faithful person, so I always want to make sure that I have the beliefs of what I say and do. Now, I'm not perfect, and I swear, and I cuss, and I make mistakes, but I try to make sure that the core of what I represent online is really who I am, and that's important to me, and I think it's important to any brand, so that way you can connect with people not only online, but offline, and there's not this disconnect.
So, okay, you brought up another good point. I think one of the things you're known for, at least definitely here in Southern Illinois, but beyond, is the crazy suits. And obviously we're wearing them now for the Ugly Christmas Suit Guys fundraiser. Again, donate at uglychristmassuitguys.com. But you mentioned iBatman, and There Will Be Blood, your special blood splatter
suit. Which I'm pissed.
Why? Oh, Dexter Ross. Well, you should be flattered. Dude. Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, right?
All right, Dexter, I'll let it slide.
But, so, do you feel like you are a different persona of sorts when you do these suits, or are you the suit guy? You're not trying to be iBatman part of the time and trying to be There Will Be Blood. You're just Tom Harness, the crazy suit guy, or am I missing that?
You know what's really cool, and I cannot take any credit for any of this. I just was myself, and I was consistent with whatever I was doing. It's been great because I'm known as the bowler hat guy, known for craft beer, a little bit of coffee, my crazy suits. But one thing that has not happened, I've not been, I guess, 80s style typecast. Mm-hmm. I've not been that child TV star that could only get cast in this one thing.
Yeah.
Because when I go out and I wear my normal suits, you know, people are like, oh, where's your suit?
Right.
But they also see that I have a normal side.
Yeah.
And that's really, really important too, because you need to make sure that you don't get caught into your novelty. People need to see that you are a human being outside. Professional wrestlers, they're not that character when you see them out in Hollywood. They're just not.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
They're human beings. They're actual people.
That's a very good point. So, with the Ugly Christmas Suit fundraiser, the goal again is $5,000. Why was it so important for you? I know you are a veteran yourself. Why was it so important this year to kind of bring it back? Because you did Team RWB a few years ago. Why was it important to bring it back to the focus on veterans, especially with the holiday season? Because this is a very holiday specific event that they do with honor wreaths.
Well, mostly because that is 100% where my passion lies.
Mm-hmm.
I have been very passionate about all the fundraisers, but I do think there's something at the core of us that we really, really care about. And for me, it's veterans. I would literally lay down my life, do whatever I can for any veteran. Doesn't mean I wouldn't do it for other things, but there's just that one thing. It's my one thing that I really don't ever say no to, and I have no problem. And my wife supports that. My friends support it. But when it comes to veterans, I believe that we owe them everything. Living, past, present, future, we owe them everything. And being a person that has gone to other countries, I can't tell you how much I appreciate when I come back, walking into the United States or at the airport and I see the United States flag. I just get this warm feeling over me, and I'm like, I am so thankful that I live in this amazing country.
So what is the best way for folks who are listening to donate and give to the Ugly Christmas Suit Guys?
The best way is what you've been doing. You've been doing these great little plugs, by the way. Go to www.uglychristmassuitguys.com. You can learn more about the fundraiser. Jim Koontz, who started it through the Carterville Rotary Foundation, he's an amazing guy, very giving. But you can learn more about there, and you can donate. And we have been doing our best. If you donate, we will come around and get a photo with you, plug your business, make you smile. We have not had anybody take us up yet on singing Dominic the Italian Christmas Donkey. However, my mother-in-law has.
Yes, that's going to be fun.
It could be a train wreck. I don't know.
But yeah, and that's the other point too is, you know, you're giving, and not everybody wants to brag on themselves, but it's a nice way, especially we visited a lot of businesses today, so they're getting kind of a plug as well for their contribution. And, you know, between you and me and Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, more than 10,000 potential eyeballs on those posts. So obviously you want to give because it's good to give and nice to give back to this great cause, but you're also going to kind of get a little bit out of it as well, and which I think is okay too.
I like mutually beneficial things.
Yeah.
I like it where it's a win-win for everybody. I really do.
Absolutely. Tom, thank you. We're reaching our destination, but we're also, we've talked about this and we're excited about it. Again, it is the Ugly Christmas Suit Guys fundraiser, uglychristmassuitguys.com. Use the hashtag if you are on social media. If you're not in Southern Illinois and want to donate, as Tom mentioned, throw it online. And you can also send us a picture, and we'll do a little magic with Photoshop or Canva or something. And one of us or our little elf, Lindsay. Lindsay is the angry elf. Mackenzie is the happy elf. And happy elf Mackenzie will hook you up. But yeah, it's been fun. It's been a pleasure doing this, Tom. Any other last words of wisdom before we let folks go?
Well, I just want to thank Bill Kimmy again from State Farm Insurance Agency.
Absolutely.
In Pinckneyville. He has been one of the best sponsors we've ever had, just helping us get donations. A great guy to be around. So fun, positive. Like, I think he's going to be our new best friend. And you better watch out, Kevin, because I think he could be your next replacement.
He very well could, and he is also a wrestling fan. He supported Jerry Travelstead, who has put on several fundraisers up in the Pinckneyville area with Stride and with some other wrestling groups as well. So we appreciate Bill Kimmy. And again, if you are out and about on December 8th, head on over to Carterville, 1130 North Division Street. Go to strideprowrestling.com. It is a big show. It's Christmas break. Bring a toy or two as well, new toy, unwrapped, and we'll make sure that some kids in need here in Southern Illinois will benefit from that as well. Tom, as always, a pleasure, my friend.
Thank you for having me, and Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, everybody, and I'll be back next week with more on My 1-2-3 Cents. Have a great week.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.